Hello and welcome to a podcast brought to you by The Religion of Aston Villa.
We're a social media account on Twitter and Facebook that wants to get our voices out there and heard, so please join us.
Hello guys and welcome to another episode. This is the preview to the Liverpool game. I am joined with Callum once again. Saturday, 3 o'clock, big day. Gerrard's returned to the Kop. So what is your lineup?
Oh God. I think it's gonna be another game that we rotate slightly. I can possibly see Target being put back in. Mm-hmm. Just to have a natural left back in the side is going to be crucial. I think obviously Young is a fantastic player, but he said it in his interview at the start of this week, or even at the weekend, that he prefers to play higher up the pitch. So you know, obviously he can play that position, but having Target in would be much better. Now I don't know if he is fit or not. That's hoping he is back from his head injury. Otherwise, I think Ings is still out, so you'd look at possibly changing that front three. I think Buendia will keep his place. I mean, to be honest, I can either see it going one or two ways. He'll make two changes, or he'll keep it the same.
Yeah, I'm the same. I think he might just swap Young for Target if fit. Otherwise, I think it'd be completely the same. I wouldn't be shocked to see Chukwuemeka given more minutes because he did very well against Leicester. But other than that, I think it will be the same, in my opinion. You know, no one's expecting to go in there and pull another 7-2. You know, I think we're more not expecting to walk with any points. So anything less than zero is a bonus, in my opinion. So on the back of that, how do you expect it to go? Because for me, I think we're going to backs against the wall for a big portion of the game and just hit on the counter.
Obviously, it's going to be a massive a game, and it's going to be so hard for us. You know, it's going to be like the Man City game. We're going to get dominated majority of the game. Let's be honest, really. We're going to have a few chances, and it's going to be if we can take those chances and try and stop Liverpool. We've got a good thing for us. Liverpool are away to AC Milan on Tuesday night, so they've got to fly over there and fly back. I don't hope on anyone getting injured, but you know, just for this game, can you know, Alisson and Van Dijk and everyone else involved get their best players get injured just for the Villa game? You know, that'd be nice, but you know, like I said, it's going to be hard. It's going to be tough. We need to try and restrict them as best as we can. If Wolves can keep it to the 94th minute without conceding, then I can see us holding out for that long, if not for more. So, you know, we need to turn up. Obviously, I think Gerrard's going to want to go there and get a win. He said previously he's not there for Liverpool, he's here for Villa, which is spot on. You know, we need to stop with this. Old Gerrard's going back to his old home, you know, all that bollocks, because you know he's Villa manager. Put some respect on him, put some respect on Villa, because he's there for 3 points, and if he takes it, I want him to go up to the Villa fans and do a knee slide.
I'm gonna be more on the other side of the side. I want him to slide in front of the cop, just because it would be absolutely hilarious and top banter. Yeah, I think the same. I think it's just going to be like the City game. I don't think they'll press as hard as they did because it's a Pep side. I'm not saying Klopp is a bad manager at all because he's top three in the world. But it's a big fixture. And like I say, because like you said, he is Villa manager, and I think he's going to stamp his authority on that and make sure that we don't go and play willy-nilly. I think he's going to want to put some respect on his own name and his own ability by coming away with 3 points. So I genuinely think it's probably a bigger game in the essence of him proving himself to Liverpool than, you know, than we think. I think he's genuinely going to go in there thinking, I need to do these more than anybody to make it, you know, you know, put a stamp, put his name on the you know, stamp his name into it. Stat wise, I mean, what is there to talk about? I mean, like, obviously, I know against the Wolves game, they dominated possession. They had gazillion amounts of chance. I know it was 1-0, as you said, 94th minute, but there was quite a few chances, a couple of silly misses, but they are challenging for the top of the league. They are currently second as of recording, you know, a point beyond City. They've only lost one. Highest goal difference in the league. You know, potentially beat us, it goes their way, they'll be top of the league. So I can't see them, you know, giving Gerrard, you know, a soft homecoming.
Yeah, you look at their previous game against Wolves, and, you know, we've said it took to the 94th minute, but they were the away team and had 17 chances. the lucky thing with that, really, for us, is they only had 5 on target. So, you know, that's loads of shot accuracy missed. They had 67% possession, and that's for the away team. You know, they are going to come and just keep the ball, shift it around with the front three, even with Firmino injured, you know, of Origi, Salah and Mane or who Jota. It's still going to be, you know, quality. And we just got to hope that Tuesday night they either get run ragged or, you know, AC give them a tough game. So they come back home tired. So they have to rotate. But, you know, after that, they have got, you know, a few games in a short space of time. You know, they've been playing, what is it, Wednesday, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Thursday, Sunday, as I can look at it. So they are playing a lot of games in a short space amount of time, which they are going to have to think of. So again, maybe that plays into our hands, but in the modern day and age, and with the mega clubs like Liverpool and, you know, United and City, it shouldn't really matter with the amount of quality they've got in the team. And also, you know, their medical centre will be tip top.
Yeah, and looking at the last, what, 5 fixtures, if we say 6, they've lost 1 in the last 6, including the Champions League, which was a West Ham 3-2. But then they absolutely demolished Arsenal. I remember watching that game 4-0. Beat Porto 2-0, Southampton 4-0, beat Everton, Derby 4-1. You know, so they have got quite a few fours in the last few games. Obviously 1-0 against Wolves, which obviously could have been even higher. Probably a crooked score watching that game with how many chances they had. But still, you know, they can score goals and we can leak goals. We've shown that. So it could be... It can go one way or the other, you know, like he's either going to do an absolute masterclass like Dino did last season on the 7-2, or it could be, you know, a learning curve, I think. I can't see it being a draw. I just don't think Gerrard sets up for a draw. I think he goes out to win every match. And obviously, I think that can cause, you know, that, you know, to settle for 3 or none. So it's going to be interesting how we go against it. It is another big game. Play like we did against City second half. I'm going to have no complaints because we did really well. And that's a team I can really use as an idea, you know, in the same calibre of Liverpool is City. And we did really well and we put them under the cosh for big portions that second half. If we can do that for the entire 90, there's no reason why we can't sneak something. But again, you know, I think I'm being too optimistic.
Do you want to know the win probability from Google?
Go on. What is about 10?
Villa's is 9. Draw 14, Liverpool 77.
All right, so it's close.
Yeah, you know, when you look at it, Liverpool have scored just over double the amount of goals that we have, and they've conceded we've conceded twice as many goals as they have. So, if you look at it on paper, I mean, obviously it's a game that we don't expect to win, but yeah. like again, the Man City game, all we can do ask for is a great, you know, performance and possibly nick a point. And, you know, if we nick a point, I'll bite your hand off right now.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. So on the back of that, what is your predicted score?
I'm going to hope that on Tuesday, AC are going to give him a hot, tough game. And I'm going to go with 1-1.
I'm going to go 1-0, Ollie Watkins, 94th minute. Building as we do towards, well, the last thing we do before we go is we build a side between the two sides. I am going to fully expect quite a lot of reds in your 11. So how are you lining up and who's going in?
Oh, who am I lining up with? I'll line up with a 4-3-3.
Yep, same.
If we're going with players that...
played last week against Wolves. That's what we're going on.
It's going to have... one of the places that you could question possibly, but I'm not going to put a claret and blue player in goal. It's going to be Alisson in goal for me.
Same. Back four.
Back four, it's three red, one claret and blue. So it's Robertson, Van Dijk, Mings and Trent Alexander-Arnold.
I've gone Konsa instead of Mings. Yeah,
Konsa get the goals, but Mings is the brains and the man and the mouth behind the defence. So that's the reason I put him in.
Yeah, I just thought maybe Mings and Van Dijk would be a bit too slow, so I needed someone a bit nippier. And Matip, I don't really rate anyway. So yeah, so pretty much the same as you in midfield three.
I'm gonna go with Fabinho, Henderson, and McGinn. Don't get me wrong, I loved liked the look of Thiago when he was at Bayern Munich, but I don't really like him at Liverpool anymore. So Henderson, Fabinho, McGinn for me, the middle three.
Yeah, the same as me, to be fair. I think Thiago's been very poor for Liverpool. He's been nowhere near how he was at Bayern and especially at Barca, where he was looking like the next Xavi. So yeah, same as you. Front three.
It's going to be Mane and Jota on the wings and then Salah up front, or, you know, Salah on the right and Jota up front, because you can't just put them three in at all.
Yeah, same. Even if we had Ings, then it still would be Salah, Jota, Mane. Probably if Firmino was fit, I'd probably put him instead of Jota. But yeah. It's all red up front for me as well.
And it's third game in a row that Villa are may come up against a former Villa player.
Or in James Milner.
Yep. Oh. But then Mark Albrighton didn't play against.
No, but he's on the bench. We'll give him that.
Yeah.
We'll give him that. Anything you want to add before we go? Like I say, it is only a preview, which is normally half the time of a review. But you know, anything you want to talk about before we go?
Normally talk about injuries, so or players that are fit. Possibly Joe Gomez will be out for Liverpool. He's got a calf injury, but they've still got Van Dijk and Matip. So, you know, or Conte, or however you say his name.
Yeah.
They signed from the summer. So, you know, they're not lacking in depth there. And like Man City with like Ake and Stones or whatever. They're still going to be without Curtis Jones, who's been a decent young midfielder for them. Naby Keita should still be out, hamstring, but we'll wait and see on that. Harvey Elliott won't be anywhere near the team. And then Firmino, it says the 11th on Fantasy Football right now with a hamstring. So when do we... what's the date that we play them?
Saturday, which is the 11th.
Oh, so maybe in and around the team Firmino, but... our injuries are pretty obvious. Still got Trezeguet out. Still got Traore, Trezeguet, Bailey, Ings. I think the only one to come back possibly is Target, which we've said about. So yeah, that's hopefully it's all going to be about trying to stop them the best we can, and we just need, like you said, we need to put in a shift like we did against Man City in the second half. And if they do score, you know, if they do run away with the first half, let's not make it, you know, two goals or three goals. But, you know, we got to do our best. Steven Gerrard's at the wheel. We can't go wrong.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's just just do our best, do what we can, see what we come out with. Like I say, not expecting anything. It's a game that's pretty much already been written off. So, you know, just go out there and do your best and just see how we get on and hopefully come away with something. Thank you guys for listening. It is a short one. We will be back for the Liverpool review and hopefully that is a good one as well. Be not quite nice, but we'll see what happens. Thank you guys for listening and up the Villa.
Keep the faith.